The New York Stock Exchange is closed. As we've mentioned today, schools are closed. The transit system is down here in New York City, and also across the region. New Jersey's transit system is down. So people are not moving on the streets of New York this morning. It is an eerie sort of awaiting the worst. And again, we're not going to get the peak of this for at least another 6 to 12 hours. Joining us now is Charlie Herman, WNYC economics editor. The New York Stock Exchange closed. This is not the first time by any means. Are we anticipating that we're going to have evacuation events, you know, once every 14 months there on the New York Stock Exchange?
Yeah, it's not the first time. We've had some instances before. Things slowed down, for example, after 9-11 with some of the stock exchanges. And there was a case many, many years ago, Hurricane Gloria, where there was actually a shutdown in the stock exchange. But it's pretty rare that this happens. And it was sort of interesting yesterday to see this transition. It started with, we're open. Okay, it's just the floor traders. They're not going to be there, but we're going to do electronic trading, and now altogether, no trading whatsoever. And that'll probably be not just through today, but a strong likelihood tomorrow as well.
You know, there's an interesting sort of backstory, and that is, you know, we think of the New York Stock Exchange floor as being some significant institution upon which the entire financial system rests. And it's really much more of a TV set that happens to be in a low-lying area. We're going to reach the point where an event like this isn't really going to have an impact on the stock exchange, because electronic trading can proceed without the pictures that we see from the floor that are so famous.
Electronic trading definitely making up a much larger portion of the trading that's going on. In fact, that's why separate from the storm, we've had a lot of these, you know, wild fluctuations, in part because of this high-speed trading that is going on through computers. But I would point out that the NASDAQ is closed as well, and that too is an electronic exchange. And while a lot of the servers that process the requests for trading are actually located in New Jersey or other locations that are not in flooded areas, one hopes, that it's not going to go away. The fact that it's electronic doesn't mean that there might not be shutdowns. And clearly that's what they thought in this case. It may just be also that so many of the people who would be doing the work can't get to the office either. And then that has an effect on the number of people trading, has effect on volumes, that it just was a safer route to go.
Even an electronic system requires maintenance.
A couple
that's
people.
For sure. That's for sure. Yeah, absolutely. The financial event really has almost nothing to do with, though, the trading on Wall Street and on the NASDAQ. It really is going to have much more to do with what kind of an insurance event this is, and that's going to work its way through the next quarterly figures of corporations, be they financial companies, be they insurance companies, and dealing with the specific damages that happen in New York and the surrounding areas.
And also just the loss of the economy. I mean, I was out last night in Times Square talking to a lot of tourists, and not only the fact that theaters, for example, are going to have to refund money to many people who had tickets since the Broadway shows have closed. They closed last night and today. You also have all the businesses there were shut down in and around Times Square, a large number of them, including, for example, Starbucks, which has closed all of its stores in New York City, Long Island, and New Jersey. That is money that is not going to come back right away. It's not like people are going to order three, coffees on Wednesday when they finally reopen to make up for the lost business. So there'll be lost opportunities there. There'll also just be the damage itself that the storm wrecks on the economy, whether that's, blown out windows or knocked over trees. You know, some of that can be recaptured, though, by the fact that a lot of money will have to be spent on construction and rebuilding. So, and some of that will be covered by insurance losses. I was just looking at one economist who was saying, look, this storm could cause anywhere from $35 to $45 billion worth of damages. Huge amount of money. That's nearly double. It's more than double what was caused by Irene from last year. But again, it's so hard to know. We have to see what actually happens. And then that is mitigated by, the actual economy that gets spent to rebuild.
And Irene was a shocker in and of itself. It wasn't expected to be as big, even when the initial planning was happening, as far as dealing with this hurricane that was bearing down on New York 14 months ago.
The initial plan, they thought it might be around $7 billion, and it turned into about 15 to 20. And it also hit in parts that people were thinking it'd be like the New York City area. Instead, it was upstate New York. It was Vermont. It was these other regions that people hadn't even anticipated.
Well, lest you think that the story and the headline here in New York is that Starbucks is closed. closed in New York City. It is a big deal in New York, but for those of you around the country, this is just one economic indicator of a broad economic and weather event that is going to persist both on the East Coast and, as Dr. Masters has said, from formerly of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, it's going to work its way 1,000 miles inland. Charlie Herman, thanks so much.
You bet.
Of course, we want to hear from you. What preparations are you making for the storm? We got this from Bruce. She's already passed me. I live in the Florida Keys. We in the Keys are always prepared for storms. You don't see many rushes to stores when a storm is predicted because we're already ready. Carlos in Massachusetts wrote this on Facebook. He probably wishes he was in the Keys. Offices are closed due to the governor's urging to keep people off the roads and wishing we had made the decision to get the generator. It's a must-do project before the winter hits. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Tell us your planning. Weigh in on this conversation. What are you seeing? You can also check out WNYC.org, the website of our co-producer, WNYC. There's a storm tracker, tons of information on Sandy and everything else you need to know about evacuations and more. Stay with us. Coming up this year, like every election year, we've been hearing calls to abolish the Electoral College for good. We're going to take a closer look at why and what the alternatives might be. That's next. Try that for a storm on The Takeaway. Stay with us.